Hello, my name is Nyquia, and welcome to the Scriptures, Stories, and Strategies podcast, a Christian business podcast that brings together the wisdom of the Bible and the world of business. Join us each week as we explore a different scripture or story from the Bible and unpack its relevance for modern business strategies. Our show is designed to inspire and empower Christian entrepreneurs and business leaders to integrate their faith into their daily work. We believe that the Bible is not just a spiritual guide, but a practical tool for success in the business world. Each episode features a deep dive into a specific scripture or story, along with expert insights and practical takeaways for implementing its teachings in your business. Whether you're just starting out in the business world or are a seasoned entrepreneur, you'll find valuable insights and strategies to help you succeed in your work within our podcast episodes. So tune into Scripture Stories and Strategies to discover the power of the Bible as a business tool and learn how to apply its wisdom in your daily work. Enjoy this episode.
Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Scripture Stories and Strategies podcast. My name is Nyquia, and I'm not only your sister in Christ, but I'm also your host. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur with a few businesses under my belt, and the purpose of this podcast is to help Christian entrepreneurs like you infuse more of their faith in God's word within their marketing and business strategies. And I do this by taking scriptures and stories from the Bible and then transforming them into applicable business strategies, so that Jesus is always within your business plans, trials, and successes as your number one business partner. And at the end of every episode, my ultimate goal is to help you learn how to use the Bible as your number one business tool. So today is yet another guest episode, and this episode is for those entrepreneurs who are living that solopreneur life. Don't get me wrong, solopreneurship is amazing. It's great and it's cost effective, but what's cost effective with starting out when you're starting a business, but it's almost impossible to scale a business with only one person. And you limit yourself, you limit your resources, your knowledge, your opportunities, and so much more when you don't have wise counsel a part of your business journey, or if you don't have anyone to delegate things to. So today, as you can tell by the title of today's episode, we're talking about the power of wise advisors in business growth using the story of Moses and Jethro, which you can find in Exodus 18. And today's guest is the perfect person to talk about wise counsel and the importance of delegation. So today's guest is Andrea Swanner, who is a wife, mom to five, multi-business entrepreneur, and a business nerd. As a strategic partner and business consultant, Andrea has a passion for empowering businesswomen with heart-led missions to serve by helping them boost and bolster their business operations by offering consultancy and strategic partnerships. She's a two-time stroke survivor who is determined to live each day within her purpose. She is a lover of historical fiction novels, Bible studies, tacos, and 80s hair bands, and an advocate for not only finding but pursuing your talent and using them to serve. So without further ado, welcome on, Andrea. How are you today?
Thank you so much. That was a nice introduction. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm doing well. I'm super, super excited to talk with you today, especially about wise counsel. I've seen so many things in the last 4 years as a business owner, as a successful business owner.
Hey, don't forget that successful
business owner. In the last 24 years as a business owner, because of, as you can see, the last 20 years has not been successful. So I've learned a lot of lessons those 4 years that I have been successful. I'm excited to share all of that with you today.
Well, I'm excited to have you on, and we have some questions prepped from you that I know the audience is going to love. But before we even get into those questions, and before we get over the context of why we're pulling this from Exodus 18, I kind of want to ask you a quick question on how you got into business consultancy and strategic partnerships. What led you to pursue this career?
I didn't pursue it. It's just something that I always ended up in. Like, I felt like the stepdaughter, you know, like Cinderella. I was always stuck off in this corner doing these tasks and doing these jobs in every single job that I've been in. And it took me a while to really just analyze that and think about that and to put my passions and what I enjoy doing, combine it and say, hey, maybe I'm good at that. Maybe that's why I end up stuck in these roles, is because maybe I'm good at it. Maybe that's what my talent is. And so I've decided a few years back, once COVID, everyone knows what happened when COVID hit.
Yes.
During COVID, I decided to take hold of those experiences and my passions and the things that I love and twist those into entrepreneurship. And yeah, I've enjoyed it. I love looking at things and finding ways to make things more efficient, or, you know, if they had done it like this, then it would have worked out better, or they should have done it like this, but no one asked me. So I decided to put myself in a position where people would come to me and ask. And it's just all about taking hold of what you're best at, what you think you would enjoy, what you do enjoy, and just making those things work for your purpose every single day.
Wow, I love that. I love that it wasn't something you weren't originally pursuing. I feel like the best stories come out of places where it's not something you originally wanted to go for or started to pursue, and then you made a career or business out of it. So thank you for sharing that story. So, okay. So guys, before we actually get into the question, the title of this podcast episode, which you already see so far, is called From Moses to Mentorship. And before we get into the questions to ask Andrea today, for those of you that are listening, I want to actually give a little bit of context to the story we're applying today's business lesson to. So the foundation of this episode is coming from Exodus chapter 18, but verses 17 through 18 is really the foundation of this episode. But I also want you to understand what's happening before that. So I always encourage you to read Exodus or any episode that we do. I always encourage you to read the scripture that we're applying this to our business. But in Exodus 18, we're introduced to Moses' father, Jethro. And Jethro and his family has come to visit Moses because he has heard all God has done for Moses and the Israelites who have followed him out of Egypt. And at this point in the story, Moses has already rescued the Israelites from Egypt. They already crossed the Red Sea. Manna came from heaven. Water came from the rock. And the Israelites defeated Amalek at this point. Now, this is also before the Israelites received the Ten Commandments. So we're in the middle of that right now. So anyways, Moses is telling Jethro all that, you know, God has done. And Jethro is just smiling ear to ear, as I can imagine, because in verse 9, he says, "And Jethro rejoiced for all the good that the Lord has done to Israel." And so he even sacrificed burnt offerings to God. So then the next day, which brings us into the foundation of today's episode, the next day, Moses' new position was to basically be a judge of all of the Israelites. From day to night, literally, he would hear the problems and concerns of the Israelites and then make righteous decisions according to each case. So here's Jethro, like in the background, seeing Moses at work. And that's when we get to verse 17 through 18. And we see Jethro say, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone." So Moses takes Jethro's advice, and then we read in 25 and 26, verse 25 and 26, that Moses chose able men out of all of Israel and made them heads over the people, chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. And they judged the people at all times. Any hard case they brought to Moses, but any smaller matter they decided themselves. So with all that context, Andrea, my first question to you is, how do you see the modern day challenge of entrepreneurs trying to do everything on their own actually hurting their business than actually helping it? And then can you also provide examples?
So getting back to the story between Jethro and Moses, when Jethro was talking to Moses, he didn't tell Moses that what he was doing wasn't good. He said how he was doing it wasn't good. So, and being there, listening to the people's complaints, their stories day in and day out, Moses was wearing himself out. People were having to wait longer because, you know, they're waiting in line to get to Moses to be able to tell Moses their stories. So that's burnout right there, potential for burnout for Moses. And poor customer service for the people that are having to stand in line and wait. And again, I'm a business nerd, so I think of everything in terms of business. So with those people standing there waiting in line and Moses is giving his information, those are poor inflows into the business that Moses had going and poor outflows because Moses couldn't efficiently serve all of those people. So all of that to say what Moses had going on was a huge bottleneck. And I don't think when people start a business, they really don't think about those things. And nowadays, everyone wants to go viral. But do you? Do you have systems in place to handle all of the questions you're going to get? All of the other people that want to connect with you because now you're viral, the information that you have to give out. Like, it's all about systems and operations.
Yeah.
And so, and we also have to think in context of Jethro. Like, this was Moses' father-in-law. Like Moses was married to one of Jethro's baby girls.
Yes.
Daddy's girl. My daddy's an innocent. I'm a daddy's girl. So Jethro wanted only good for Moses because that trickled down to his daughter. And Jethro and Moses loved each other. They respected each other. So here's someone who respected Moses, loved Moses, wanted Moses to see, wanted Moses to do nothing but good for himself, who's giving Moses this advice that, hey, what you're doing, I'm all for it, but how you're doing it needs to be improved. And so one thing, especially in my business journey, in the beginning, like, I would get very, I don't know if I want to call it shy or even overprotective. Like, I didn't want people to know what was going on with my business. I didn't want, and I hired someone. I hired a coach to come in and help me with my business, but I didn't want people to know that. Like, oh my gosh, I'm out here selling services, telling people that I can help them with their businesses, and I've hired someone to help me with mine. Oh my gosh, that ruins my clout. No, no, it doesn't. And I think that's a major hump, hurdle, roadblock, whatever you want to call it, for business owners. Like, if you want to scale to the potential that you can have within your business, that can exist within your business, you have to bring on help. Because number one, you don't know what you don't know. So it's always good to bring in wise counsel. And in the Bible, it says that Moses brought on able men. So
yes.
Bring on people that have your back, like Jethro had Moses's. Not, and there are people out there that are willing to take your money. So make sure that you, whoever you're bringing into your business, is someone that you can trust, someone that can see your vision, someone that can envision your vision, someone that respects your vision, your business, and you, and that they're able. And don't be embarrassed. I don't know how much time I wasted or how much further I could be in my business if I had just gone ahead and brought someone in to help me. I am a creator of ideas and a solver of problems. That's what my business is all about. But when I'm sitting there generating all of these ideas for my clients and for my business, like, I really needed someone to help me organize those ideas and to someone that can come from the outside and look onto the inside of my business and show me, hey, you really have potential here, or this is where your weaknesses are. And that's definitely something that business owners today have to do, need to consider. Don't be embarrassed. It's responsible to bring people into your business. It's a necessity. And bootstrapping your business, like, that's a term that came up within the last several years. That's great if you want to bootstrap your business. I'm all for bootstrapping, but it comes to a point where if you're wanting to move your business quickly and to make the money, the potential to make money while you can, you've got to move at a steady pace, and bootstrapping is not necessarily the pace. Yes, you can learn to market. You can learn to copyright. You can learn to manage your social media. You can learn to implement operations into your systems, implement systems into your systems, create automations. You can learn to do all those things. But while you're sitting there learning to do all of those things, there's another expert out there talking to your audience, gobbling up the clients that could be yours while you're bootstrapping your business.
Wow, that was such a valuable answer. And you touched on so many things, because we're similar in the way that we're both business nerds. And I want to go back to what you said, how, you know, Moses himself was a bottleneck. you don't think about, especially for people who are running your business by yourself, if you're the solopreneur, you don't think about how the way you're running your business is affecting other people. So all the Israelites that were in that line, first of all, there were thousands of people. So and that hot old sun. So just think about what they're thinking about as they're standing in the line, how you went from Jethro's, from his side of things and looking onto things. And, you know, this is, you know, my wife's husband and I want to make sure she's in good hands. And then it's very interesting that Moses himself didn't understand that he was his own bottleneck. Someone else had to show him, or someone else had to bring it to his attention. But Moses thought, well, for the, and then like, let's say if Jethro wasn't there, he probably would have kept on doing this from day in and day out, even if it wore him out. He didn't come up with that idea himself. And sometimes it takes somebody on the outside. It takes wise counsel on the outside to let you know, like, hey, what you're doing is actually hurting you and it's not good for you and it's hurting other people, or you're a bottleneck yourself. And so I love how you show different perspectives of that. And that actually leads me into my next question, because you've worked with clients when it comes to, you know, business consultant and being that strategic partner. Can you share a personal experience where a client faced challenges due to not seeking wise counsel or attempting to manage everything independently? And how did you guide them through this?
So the one thing that I see, people never come to me and say, hey, I have bottlenecks going on in my business, or hey, I need you to help me with streamline my operations. Like, I have never, ever, ever had anyone come to me with that as their chief complaint. They come to me with things like, hey, I want to start doing virtual summits. Could you help me organize my summits? Or, hey, you know, I have these programs that I want to scale. Could you help me organize these programs? Because I don't think they're looking at it like, okay, this needs to be streamlined. Okay, how are we going to manage this once we have people coming in that want to enroll in that program? So I think that's the number one issue. Why, or the number one reason why you need to have someone on your side. You need to bring someone in, a consultant in with you, to look at those things. Everyone that I've ever worked with has come to me with a request like one of those that I gave you. And then once I get in there and I start looking around, like, your email flows, they're not, are they automated? Or, hey, where's your email flow for after your event, where you're thanking people and you're asking for a survey and you're sending out your next offer? Because things typically aren't streamlined. We as people don't necessarily think, and I'm a nonlinear thinker, and I've learned to embrace that. We as people usually don't think as strategically and logically as that. We think, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. But we don't think of all of the little the bubbles that come outside of those things. If you're thinking of a flow chart, which I'm a nerd, I'm going to think of flow charts. But most people don't typically think that way. So I would advise anyone that's thinking about starting a business to bring in a consultant, even if it's just an idea that you have in your head, bring someone on board to think through those things, to help you organize those things, to help you create logical patterns within your business ideas. Because most people don't think in those terms. So again, you don't know what you don't know. So bring on wise counsel to help you with your business and your business ideas, so that you can get those things squared away from the beginning. Because you don't want to go viral and then realize that you can't serve all of these people that are now coming to you for services or products or what have you.
Wow. I love how you said, you basically, you know, they're coming to you with this, you know, problem. And then when you go in and trying to help them, you're also peeling back the layers of so many other, let's say, quote unquote, bottlenecks that are, you know, keeping them from scaling. Like, for example, how you said, you know, you're throwing this event and, you know, you don't have even a welcome email sequence set up if they, you know, sign up for the event. How are you keeping them nurtured up until that time of the event? And there's so many things that we don't think about. Once again, going back to, you know, Moses being the judge in front of all these people, it took somebody else on the outside to really be like, hey, where's this? Where's that? What you're doing is not, you know, the best way to go about it. And so I love how you broke that down. And once again, that also leads me into my another question, because you did say, you know, regardless if it's just an idea. So I really want to emphasize that for you guys that are listening. Even if it's just an idea, it's so important to bring on wise counsel. And so I want to refer back to when Moses was assembling, you know, this team advised by Jethro, and how you said that he didn't just pick anyone, he picked abled men. So if someone was reaching out to a consultant, for example, how would, or you can do it, like say if I was reaching out to you, how do you guide business owners in building a strong support system? And then what benefits have your clients, or what benefits would I experience as a client as a result from you helping me build a strong support system? And this is kind of a two-part question. I'll also ask, you know, do you suggest that business owners need more than a consultant to scale when they're first starting out?
Okay, so I'm a person that I don't really, I'm like, when I'm looking for services or looking for help, like, I just want to go to the website. I just want to read the form, and then I'll decide if I want to hire you or not. That's not the best way to handle things. You really, really need to do an onboarding call or a consulting call. Both, actually. You need to do your first consultation call, your discovery call. You really need to meet that person and see if you connect with that person. There really is a lot to that when you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur. Like, I only, at this point, like, not all money is good money. I won't work.
Amen.
With anybody that wants to work with me. Learn that the hard way. But I will not work with just any and everybody that wants to work with me. I will only work with the people whose visions I can embrace, who are doing things that I believe in. Those are the only people I'll work with, and people that I can work with. You can't. You might have the ability to work with everyone, but some people you just can't work with, you know? So that first discovery call, you really, really need to do that and see if you connect with that person, if that person can embrace ideas, if you two can feed into and off of each other. That is definitely the first step. But also do some research into people. Like, there is no reason not to do research. We have our computers right here where you can basically pull up records from a person from the time that they're born until today. You can find out where they went to school, what their favorite lunch was, essentially. I mean, there's so many resources out there to check on people and to see if people really do have the clout that they say they have. Those are the first two things that I recommend. And I'm all about research. I will research you to what the lady next door said about you when you were playing baseball in the front yard. Because there's no reason not to. Like, this is your business. This is your baby. This is like what you want to create generational wealth from. This is how you're wanting to serve people that need this thing, this idea, this service that you have. So you don't want to just let any and everybody in on it. You want to have people that will work for you, with you, are for you. So do the research and do the discovery call. As far as do you need other people on your team other than a consultant? Probably. It depends on what your gaps and your weaknesses are. And so that's something that a consultant can help. I'm sure there are business prodigies out there that can do everything, that can do their social media, can do their copywriting, can do their marketing. But do you want to? When you're tied up doing all of these other things, like, where's your focus? So a consultant can help you decide like what strengths you have that you need to focus on in your business based on what your end goals are. And they can also help ensure that your business is aligned as far as where you're starting and where you want to go. Like, say if you come to me and you say you want to be a TED speaker, okay? But you don't like to get on stage and speak, okay? But your bucket list dream is to be a TED speaker. But within your business, you don't have any opportunities where you're actually growing that skill to speak. A consultant can help really take a look at that and say, hey, where's your personal development and your professional development? What programs do you have where you're gearing up toward being a speaker? Like, okay, all you do is write blogs, but you say you want to get on a stage and speak. Where are these opportunities where you're hosting events, where you're speaking? So a consultant can help with that. But are you going to need a publicist? I don't know. Maybe. Consultant can help you with that. Are you going to need a strong social media team? I don't know. Maybe. A consultant can help with that. So a consultant is like someone that sits on the top of the mountain of your business and looks down and sees what you need to pull into your business or what things you need to structure, improve, what gaps you have, what weaknesses, and make sure that you're really aligned for where you say your business wants to go in current state.
Wow, I love that. And so basically, it just sounds like a consultant, one is your accountability partner. They're going to go in and probably tell you what you don't want to hear or what you do need to hear to help you get from point A to point B. You know, you have this goal, but you're not doing anything to get there. Let me help you out. And also sounds like if you have to start adding people onto your team, a consultant is the first person, because like you said, you're on the top of the mountaintop and you're looking down. And I can see, based on the goals that you're telling me, I can see, okay, this is what, you know, if you plan to hire someone else, you're going to need somebody for this. You're going to need somebody for this. And so it does sound like to me, or would you agree that a consultant is probably the first person to add onto a team for wise counsel?
Yes, I would definitely say that you need to start with a consultant and maybe even build a relationship with the consultant so that she can do those check-ins and say, hey, this is where we're at. Where do we need to go? Do those gap analysis once in a while. Do those check-ins to see if you're hitting your points for your goals. I definitely think that every single business should have a relationship with a consultant, or you should have a consultant on your team for sure. Yes.
I love that. And actually, I just thought of a question. Because you said it should be a relationship, right? When if you're a business owner, if you guys are listening, you're a business owner, you're actually looking into a consultant. My question for you, Andrea, is as a business owner searching for the perfect connection, the perfect consultant, what are the top three questions you think a business owner should be asking in those initial discovery calls to kind of gauge if this is the right person for their business?
Okay. So I had to write these down. Hoping that you would ask me this. The questions that I would ask, because I'm very much a relationship building type person. I really want people in my business and I want clients that I can build relationships with. I would start asking questions related to relationships or whatever your main goals are. And because I'm a relationship builder, I want to know, like, hey, what are your goals? What is your vision for your business? This is what my vision is. How do you feel about that? I want people, alignment is so important within a business. And I need to bring people into my team that are aligned with my business. So I would start asking questions related to alignment. And trust, fidelity. Those things are not just within a marriage. I mean, they're within a business relationship too. You really need to be able to trust your partner. I've heard so many stories of business partners that got burned, or someone brought someone into their business and they stole their clients. You know, contracts weren't in place, agreements weren't in place. Like you really need to have boundaries as well. And you need to set those boundaries forward. From the very, very beginning. The end is too late to start setting boundaries because they've already run all over you.
Exactly.
And run away your clients or what have you. So establishing those things in the beginning, and you can actually start doing that during the discovery call. Start asking questions. Start asking for, you know, hey, do you have a portfolio? Hey, do you have references? You can start setting those things up during the first discovery call, which again is so important. And a discovery call and a sales pitch are two different things. I'm not talking about signing up for a sales pitch where they sit there and pitch their services the whole time. I'm talking about a discovery call where you really get to know each other.
Wow. I love that. So make sure you guys, those questions, so the alignment, the relationship, that is so important. If you're seeking out a business consultant, and you don't know where to start, you don't know what questions to ask. Well, first, that research part is very important, but you say, Andrea, like sometimes you can get all your questions answered just in doing the research. But once you come into that discovery meeting, it's kind of nice to already know a lot about that person already, that they don't know that you know about them because you did your research. And so now you're kind of filling out the relationship. Is this someone that's aligned with my business? Is this someone that, based on their experience or based on their, you know, testimonials and portfolio, can get me from this point based on, you know, what you're seeing from their site? And so do your research, make sure that person's aligned, make sure that that person actually wants a relationship. Because like how you said earlier, Andrea, like, all money isn't good money, right? So that person can have all the accolades and all the experience, but And they may be, you know, somebody within your budget as well when it comes to reaching out about prices and stuff. But is that the best person that's going to build the right relationship with you? Are they going to hold you accountable? Do they actually care about what you're doing? I think that makes a big impact on hiring the right person. If they're not aligned with your business, most likely, or if they don't even care about what you're doing and you're just hiring them just because, they might not have the same passion that you do, or might not see certain things within your business because they're not aligned with what you're doing. And so I'm so happy that you said that. And before we end off this episode, I want you to talk more about your services and what you offer. So what services, Andrea, do you offer if anyone is actually interested in hiring you as their business consultant? Talk about where they can find you online and talk about who is, I mean, I don't want to say the perfect person, but if they're reaching out to you, like, who is the best person that you work with when it comes to consultancy and strategic partnerships?
Yes. I want to say I'm a consultant. I am not a business coach. Like, I am not going to help you set personal goals or anything like that.
Thank you for that distinction, by the way. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Yes.
No. I am all about your business, and I want people to come to me that love their businesses and they're ready to go, because none of my work involves pepping you up to love your business or none of that. I don't do any of that. So don't come to me if you're looking for that. I want people that are loving their businesses and they're ready to go. They're ready to scale. They're wanting to move forward. I love to serve women that have heart-led missions. I love to serve women that are speakers, mentors, women that are coaches of some sort that look to and bettering the lives of others. I love to help women that have businesses that are along those scales. I offer strategic support. I help you get from where you are today to where you say you want your business to be in the end, or, you know, as your business scales. And I even help people create new goals within their businesses. Like, hey, you're really good at speaking. Have you ever thought about doing a TEDx? Hey, you're really good at writing. Have you considered writing a book? I also do thought partnership, which is very much like, hey, you know, I've been wanting to start a new program. This is what I'm thinking. And I really help them think through that, help them create a plan for that, help them create milestones, help them with accountability with that. And I help them find alignment within their business. As we talked about before, I have a client that comes to me and says, hey, I'm going to be a TEDx speaker. I'm going to be a TED speaker. Within my business, but all they're doing is writing blogs and sending out emails like, no, there's no alignment in your business. We need to come together and create some goals to get you toward that TEDx stage. And I also like to look at operations. If I have a client that serves people, but they don't have an email system in place, well, we need to look at that. We need to get that into place. If I have a client that's doing, you know, Facebook Lives, but they don't have a website or a landing page, that's something that we can put into place. But I really like to look at current state of where a business owner is, or even an aspiring business owner, someone that has an idea. Look at their current state and look at where they say they want to go, and then add in the steps. Like, you know, when you watch a cartoon and there's a stream and there's, you know, a kid skipping across the stream, like jumping from rock to rock. As a consultant, I'll help you find those rocks or put those rocks into place that you can get from one side of your vision to the other side of your vision within your business.
I love that. I was actually going to ask you, do you also work with people who are in the idea phase? So thank you for answering that as well. And if you're listening to this podcast and Andrea sounds like the perfect person you would love to get in touch with, Andrea, how can they find you online? How can they inquire about your services?
Yes. So I do have a website and it's just my name. It's AndreaSwanner.com, AndreaSwanner.com. No, that's a weird last name. It's my husband's, not mine, but AndreaSwanner.com. And I'm on LinkedIn. I'm really, really big on LinkedIn. I have a business page on LinkedIn, Andrea Swanner Consulting. You can definitely find me there. So on my website or on LinkedIn, I'm there pretty much all day, every day. You can find me in either of those places.
Awesome. And guys, I'm going to have all that information that Andrea just said down in the podcast story notes. So you'll be able to click on that as well. I want to thank you so much, Andrea, for coming on today's podcast and talking all about business consulting, wise delegation, and just wise counsel in general. Is there any last minute words that, well, first, I guess I should ask you this. Is there anything you want to say to the person right now who is thinking about hiring a consultant, but they're like, no, I could probably do this for myself for right now? Is there anything you want to say to that person?
You don't know what you don't know. So you need to definitely hire someone that can help you to grasp hold of your vision, but to also plant the seeds of that vision and make it grow into this strong, beautiful tree. And alignment is the fertilizer for growth. So you need to bring in counsel that can help you stay aligned and find alignment within your business. So alignment and counsel, those are the two words that I want to leave you with today.
All right. So you heard Andrea, guys. If you are in that stage of thinking about hiring a business consultant or thinking about you can do it all yourself, please take this as your go, as your next step into looking into a business consultant. And like I said, I'll have, if Andrea sounds like the perfect person you would like to work with, I will have her information down below. And without further ado, I want to thank you once again, Andrea, for coming on today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thank you guys. Thank you, Andrea, so much. And you guys have a good rest of your day.
Do you feel that? That heat? That fuel? Girl, that's that faith fuel, and I pray you use the fuel and lessons learned today in this episode and apply them to your personal life and business journey. Feel free to screenshot this episode and share a business lesson you learned and will now be incorporating in your business. Don't forget to tag me, okay, at The Marketing Prophet, so I'm notified and we can talk more about how you're going to apply those lessons to your business strategy in the DMs. It would also mean so much to me to reach all the faith-based entrepreneurs who want to infuse God within their business journey. But in order to do that, I need your help to get the word out. I would love if you'd comment, rate, and subscribe to this podcast in order to help me reach those girls and share these biblical business strategies. Let them know what they're missing. Okay, don't tell them I can turn water into wine, but let them know I can turn scriptures and stories into applicable and action-packed business strategies. Thank you so much, faith-fueled friend, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Have a blessed day. Thank you.